Well, over the weekend, after taking him to the national championship last year, coming up a little bit short, Ian Herbers, in his second opportunity as head coach, helped his team to victory. And as usual, the national championship was never easy. Had to go to double overtime in, I guess, kind of the semifinal game against McGill. They win, and then they go to the final against a team they're very familiar with, and the U of A Golden Bears get the win yesterday, and they are now the national champs the first time since 2008. Ian, congratulations. You definitely know in a one-game do-or-die, it's a tough situation, and your team, definitely those first two games, really I thought were the better team, but the game was a lot closer than at least the scoreboard said it was closer than it should have been. What did you see?
Yeah. No, we played very well. We were very focused, very determined when we got there. As we have been most of the season. So I really liked our guys, the preparation, our commitment, and sticking to the game plan. It could have been easy there when we weren't getting the goals and the power play wasn't quite clicking. It didn't lose us momentum, but we just wasn't putting it in the back of the net. It could have been easy to get distracted and get off our game plan, but our guys stayed focused, stuck with it, kept playing hard, and we played to win instead of playing to lose. And we played our game where we were on our toes and we went after teams and we were playing that tenacious style.
Did it matter that even though you were the number one seed, you weren't officially the home team in the final? Would you like to see that rule changed?
Yeah, that was a tough one to understand. The only benefit we got coming in number one was the nicer dressing room and the better practice times. Other than that, there was no benefit basically coming in ranked number one. So all your work you've done all season long to get that number one ranking kind of went to the wayside, especially in that final game. You're ranked number one in the country, and a team that was ranked 10th in the country gets home ice advantage on you.
Well, it definitely didn't hurt your team. You win the game 3-1. Talk about Lefko Koper's performance with two goals in that final game.
Well, I thought he's been very good down the stretch here. He's a great skater. He has NHL speed, and has been working very hard, and things just haven't gone into the net for him. So it was really nice for him to break out of that bubble, especially on Sunday's game, getting that shorthanded goal, which ended up being the game-winning goal. I thought him and James Dobrowski were fantastic for us all weekend long on the penalty kill, even through Canada West finals, too. They developed some chemistry together and were very good on the penalty kill, created a number of opportunities, finally capitalized, and then they got the insurance goal later in the third period.
Now, Ian, I know people see you behind the bench and you're always this calm, cool, collected guy, but I was doing a little research before this interview came out, and I do know that you let your hair down when you won a big game when you were leading a conga line back in Belfast. Were you leading the conga line after the championship victory yesterday?
No, it was a little cramped on the bus. That one in Belfast, it was on the ferry, so there was lots of room to get around. It was tough crawling from the front to the back of the bus. It was jam full. We had 27 players. We had the whole team on and three of the coaches. It was so crammed we couldn't even fit our trainers on, and they went in the van with Stan Marple that was following the bus.
Well, that's are you guys planning a team party now?
The boys were together last night. We got back around midnight. They were able to go out for a little while. And I'm not sure what they're up to today, and I'm not sure I really want to know.
Ian, there's so much pressure, really, for the U of A Golden Bears. You guys have established yourself as an organization that's expected to win. You were there as a player, so you felt it then. Now as a coach, I don't know if it's more rewarding when you win, when you're expected to win, or is it the same regardless?
Well, I don't know about pressure. If it is, it's good pressure. Just because all the support and tradition and excellence from our alumni and all the guys that have gone through this program, from players and trainers and coaches, that's just a great support group. And to have that behind you and backing you up going into nationals and being number one ranked and on, I think that it helps us and it helps the program and it separates us from many of the other programs in the country. So it was good on the bench with coaching. Our guys were well prepared to. I was very comfortable and confident on the benches, even in that McGill game when it went into double overtime, because our guys were playing well and they were playing the way they needed to. So it's a peaceful feeling when you see that, when your players are performing like that.
as a coach in that game, Ian, and I'm sure at times it's maybe a little bit of a helpless feeling. When you were a player and, you know, you're playing top pairing defenseman minutes, you're out there all the time, maybe you're not thinking about it, but you're standing behind that bench and you're like, man, we're really dominating this game. Does it ever creep into, well, what if they get a lucky bounce? Or do you not think of that as a coach in that time?
Well, you think of things that if they do get a lucky bounce, what are you going to do then to get a goal back? And you need to stay positive on the bench. If you start showing some frustration or start to worry, then the players pick up on that and feed off of that. So you got to stay positive and you got to keep working and stay with the game plan. And our guys did that. They were very good. So on that side of the game.
Ian, where to now? How many guys are you losing this year?
Five guys are graduating. We're losing two forwards with Sean Ringrose and Torrey Dick, and three defensemen, Ben Lindemolder, Colin Joe, and Ian Barteau. So I was recruiting a D-man in Saskatoon. I met a guy for lunch there.
Okay.
We've been meeting with a number of players and talking to a number of players. Since Christmas time, we've sent out our information and also reached out to a number of players that were interested in coming to the U of A. Also looking over in Ontario League and Quebec League and talking to my connections over there, seeing if there's any right fits for our program. And who knows, maybe Europe again or the U.S. So we're looking all over the place. We want to make sure we bring the right guys in, and we want to keep getting better.
Ian, any of your guys planning to sign a pro contract that you know of?
Colin Joe's taking off for Bakersfield.
Okay.
I think he's leaving Wednesday. They're short of defensemen down there, and he'll be a good fit. I thought he played very well this weekend at Nationals. I thought this was the best weekend I've ever, entire weekend, three games that I've seen Colin Joe put together. So it was great to see, great timing for that. He's been a leader on the team. We use him in all every situation, so it's good. He'll do well down there because he can skate. So it'll be good for him. Our other four guys can't get out of their classes. If they don't stay and do the practicum work, they won't be able to graduate. So, especially Benny Lindemolder, who's in his master's of physiotherapy, tough programs to get out for any amount of time.
You mentioned a player like Levko Koper, Ian, because you're a guy who went the university route and then went and played pro hockey. You look at some of your guys now, do you see him as somebody, because of that speed you mentioned, who likely will get an opportunity when he's done a CIS career?
Well, he definitely does have the speed. I know during lockout 2 years ago, a few of the other guys were skating with us, and he has NHL speed. I know they pushed the defensemen that were out, so it was good. He just got to keep working on his game, keep getting stronger, keep getting bigger, keep getting faster, and just the consistency and playing a little bit more with more determination and being a factor every night. When he does that and he keeps working on that side of the game, he'd be a very good prospect for somebody.
Well, Ian, congratulations. An outstanding season. Finished off in style with a 3-0 victory at the Nationals. Three dominating performances. Enjoy it.
Great. Thank you.